NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hey, BFM listeners, this is Shay, aka Baby Girl, and I'm going to be talking about my new mixtape debut release, TTYL. I hope you like it. If you don't, tweet at me.
So TTYL is your debut release, and yeah. It's so exciting. I mean, you've been making music for a while and releasing music, and it's so like awesome and kind of heartwarming to like hear you and have you release this whole thing. You know, we've been waiting for it for a long time, but yeah, what can you tell me about this release?
So this whole project, it's kind of like a shit show. Like every song is kind of like a different genre in some way, so it was kind of just me having fun with that. And turns out I like to write a lot about missing people, so that's why it's called TTYL. And the order of the songs was kind of like trying to create some sort of story, so it's like the start of a relationship thing going through all like something with that, even though like a lot of the songs are about different people. It kind of sounds like it's about one person, which I kind of like. And obviously that was like very much influenced by Igor, because that whole album is just like documenting a relationship pretty much. And I was unsure how to order them, and I was like, oh, this actually makes the most sense, and it creates like this cohesive story. And yeah, it's a bunch of hyperpop bullshit, you know?
Well, we love it. I mean, the developments in this mixtape, like, you know, how your sound has developed and you're kind of like going kind of different areas, and it's really cool to hear. And the first track, the opening track, yeah, is Missing Your Love, Club, yes, Mix, featuring AP and Tay. What's the story behind that song?
This maybe sounds ridiculous, but it was very much me trying to do like like a Cassie Me and You type beat, even though it doesn't sound the same. I had two different verses that I wrote for the song, and I was trying to figure out like what lyrics work or whatever. It was kind of just like, I don't know, me and my friends were going to the clubs like twice a week. Yeah, it was just about like having fun with your friends at the club, and in a really stupid way it was like, yeah, like we're gonna go to the club, like we're gonna drop it low, we're gonna fuck it up. And it's like, and also it's just like, you know, if you miss your friends, like text them, you know. So it's like, and like that was the thing I want to make very clear, was not about sex. When I say missing your love, it was literally just like, I just like miss you, and like when you're around people you care about, it's like it's lovely, and it's like you guys show care for each other and stuff. And I like did very much realize that didn't come across. And then when I sent it to AP, and I was so fucking stoked that he agreed to like hop on the track, because I've met Albert a few times, and Albert's always super lovely. Oh, it took him like 8 months to get me the verse back. But I was so stoked when it came back. And I was like, oh damn, is Albert gonna think this is like some horny on some, I don't know, like some like less cute shit? And then it was kind of, but then like, I don't know, I feel like it gave some balance, you know. Also, I just like thought it'd be cool to get Tay and AP on the same song, because you know I like them both, and also Louise is like one of my closest friends. She's good at writing like fun flirty shit, so it was just like fun, and I feel like it comes together. It sounds like a bunch of friends hanging out.
Fuck it.
Okay, so the next track is Sorry, and this is the only track I didn't produce. This 15-year-old producer, JHL, produced it. Not gonna lie, I do think it is the best beat on the on the mixtape. The way I got in touch with him was my friend Evolution, like, knew about him and just actually, like, tagged me in an Instagram post, and he was looking for vocalists and stuff, and so, and then Evolution made a reference track and sent it to me and was like, here, you can use this. And so I just, like, fleshed it out. The original reference track was called Sorry, and lyrically that's, like, mostly the only thing that stayed intact, because I changed everything, and so this song, if it's like probably the most collaborative on the entire mixtape, which is fun, and I think it turned out really good, especially because, like, I feel like some of the melodies I wouldn't have been able to come up with. Also, the verse is a rip of Classic Man when he's like, even if she go away, even if she go away, and I always wanted to use that, and hopefully I don't get sued. So the next track is India Shit. It was initially supposed to be kind of like Down in the Dumps, where it was very punk rock and like had guitars and stuff like that. But I guess I'm not used to mixing live instruments. And also I tried to get, well, everyone from Baby Teeth tried to play the bass line on the bass guitar, and like nobody could do it because and Amelia was like, this is a really fucked up bass line to play on guitar. Like, it doesn't make sense. So I ended up redoing everything with synths, and the song is about dudes making excuses or giving passes for like abusers and kind of the whole culture around, you know, toxic masculinity, and even how little things affect that and create like this really fucked up environment. Yeah, it's like, you know, people try to, this is like a silly example, but like, for example, like Denzel Curry will be like, oh my god, like, I want to make like women feel safer at my shows because there's all like these, it's always just like dudes at my shows. And then like every show he does like a tribute to XXXTentacion, who's like, is like a huge abuser. And I'm like, yeah, that probably doesn't help, love, you know? I don't know, it's like shit that I see a lot, and it's really frustrating and infuriating, and so that's the song. Just like a centrist pretends to sit on the fence, but always come to your boy's defense. My friend's alive, despite the violence, and I don't wanna see him hurt. I couldn't be so passive. Like, where the fuck is your kindness? You only care about people with your likeness. Worry about my friend's body in the line of fame, but try to know the way to get by. You dare always talk about it.
you mean, I can tell off rip. I heard what you said, yeah, I know what you meant. All your heroes are pedophiles and rapists. You don't really care, so you'll never say shit. Shake hasn't never faced your friends. Your dismissiveness fosters this whole environment.
So the next song is Spring Baby, and very much in my Neptune's bag for this. Pretty much like before 100 gigs, I was trying to make like Neptune's type beats, and like, I mean, I still do. Yeah, so it was cool that I managed to write a song to one of them. It was kind of just like, you know, having a crush on someone and you want to like grow together, and like spring, things are blossoming. It's really like corny. And, yeah, don't know, just wanted to be corny for a bit. And, yeah, and I just thought, Hanju would suit the beat really well, because he's got that, you know, like, low tone, kind of laid back. The song isn't, like, super high energy. Actually, you know, maybe it is. But, I feel like he brings, like, a coolness to it. Yeah, and then obviously Thea's also in background vocals, because there were harmonies that I just couldn't hit, and she managed to hit them so well. Okay, so the next track is TTYL, the last track, the title track, the last track on the mixtape. This and Down in the Dumps probably are the oldest songs. Well, like the initial demos were the oldest, because they go back 2 years. Yeah, I remember there's this Bikini Kill song called Why, and it's like just a bass line for the whole entire song. And that was like the initial idea, why the whole first verse is just bassline, and I remember I played it live, and it used to go, and the hook used to be like this R&B hook, at least like change into, and then I played it live, and then I remember Amelia was like, oh, I wish it like went into like some pop punk shit, because that's like what I was expecting, and I was like, you know what, yeah, and so I hit her up to do it. I was like, hey, can you play guitars that sound like Blink-182's Stay Together for the Kids? And then she sent me back like 10 guitar tracks. A lot of them I didn't use because mixing guitar is a fucking nightmare. I'm not used to it. But yeah, Amelia did such a good job. And I don't know, it was like because of her, the track completely changed. And then the hook also, I changed, I redid the hook. And then I had the outro. I had written lyrics to the outro, and I just like needed to get around to record them. And me and Lucy Trinas are really good friends, and I always wanted to get her on a song. Yeah, it was fun. It was also like Lucy wasn't used to doing harmonies, and I like was like, you have to do harmonies, like I'm gonna make you do harmonies. And she was like, I don't know how to do it. And we just banged it out, and I reckon it sounds really good, especially if she has a tone that, yeah, she has like a very specific tone that I really like.
When you leave, I'll understand.
Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.